Organizers of Provo's annual Freedom Festival are under fire after disinviting an LGBTQ group from marching in its 4th of July parade. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, at least one lawmaker wants to pull the festival's public funding.
Democratic State Senator Jim DeBacchus started an online petition this week calling on fellow lawmakers to discontinue financial contributions to America's Freedom Festival.
To force state taxpayers to participate and to support this board, which is clearly over the line, is morally reprehensible.
The festival had initially okayed a new Provo-based LGBTQ youth center called Encircle to march in its parade. It later reneged on that invitation, notifying them the day before that they couldn't be included because the parade doesn't allow advocacy groups. But Stephanie Larson, the executive director of Encircle, disputes that label, citing their 501c3 status.
Our purpose is to love and support these kids. The suicide rate in our community is horrible, and I think we often turn a blind eye to it. And the reason why Encircle is there is we are trying to save lives.
America's Freedom Festival, a private nonprofit, puts on the annual Independence Day parade in Provo, as well as patriotic-themed activities throughout the summer. Utah's legislature has given the festival an increasing sum of money for the last 3 years, including $100,000 in April. The city of Provo and Utah County also contribute. Freedom Festival's organizers did not return requests for comment, but State Senator Kurt Bramble, whose wife is on the festival's board and who has long been involved with the group, says he thinks there should be consistency in the parade's vetting.
Yes, it's a private organization, but I think when there's public money involved, I think they need to be a little sensitive to making certain that they aren't excluding groups based on something other than the standards of the parade.
Bramble says he's willing to sit down with both sides to mediate if needed. Stephanie Larson of Encircle says this is her hope too. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.